Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we're going to tell a story about an event which happened 96 years ago, about this time of year, in the month of Tammuz, actually in the 12th and 13th of Tammuz. Today we are a little bit past that, but it's a very amazing story. In those days, the vast number of Jewish people in the world lived in Russia. And the leader of the Jewish people at that time was the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. Of course, it was a very, very, very mean government in Russia in those days. It was called the Soviet Union. And the head of that government was a person who was terribly, terribly mean. His name was Joseph Stalin. May his name be erased. He actually was responsible for the death of 40 million people. He was a very, very mean person, and what he wanted most was to wipe out all religion in his country. He wanted people to be loyal only to him, not to Hashem. He tried very, very hard to wipe out all religion in the country of the Soviet Union, vast, vast, largest country in the world in size, and a very, very large country in the world in population also, a very, very powerful country. Now, of all the religions, one religion was the most stubborn about not closing its doors, and you can guess which religion that was. Of course, that was the Jewish religion. And the person who was leading the Jewish people in not giving up on their religion was Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. And even though the government was so determined to wipe out religion, especially Judaism, but the Rebbe was much, much more determined with his chassidim not to allow that to happen, and therefore there were secret shuls, secret, even more important, secret schools, secret yeshivas, secret chadarim to teach young children, secret mikvahs, secret sheichtim, secret moyalim, giving those who would slaughter kosher meat, and those who would make brisin, secret weddings. Everything was secret and everything was very, very dangerous. And unfortunately, many, many Jewish people lost their lives. Many of the Hasidim lost their lives. And unfortunately, Joseph Stalin, may his name be erased, considered the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, as his number one enemy. He was a very, very powerful person and a very, very mean and awful person, and he considered the Rebbe his number one enemy. Finally, the Rebbe was arrested in 1927 and was given the death penalty, God forbid. After a number of days in that prison where he was scheduled to be given the death penalty, to be killed, miraculously, he was moved out from there and sent to a faraway city called Kostroma, a town. And there he was in a exile, sort of a, not quite like a prison, but not free also. He remained there for about 10 days, and finally, on the 13th of Tammuz, he was released. So I would like to share with you a brief story from the story of his imprisonment. At one point, his captors, those who had him in prison, wanted him to admit that he did crimes. Now, of course, he didn't do any crimes. He was only keeping Torah mitzvahs. But they wanted him to admit that he was doing crimes, and to sign a paper that said that, and this way they could say to the whole world, look, here's a person who's admitting he's doing crime, so of course he's in prison. But of course, The Rebbe would not admit to that, not at all, because he was not doing anything wrong. He was just keeping Torah and mitzvahs. So finally, one of the men pointed a gun at him and said, "This little toy," it wasn't really a toy, it was a real gun, but he called it sarcastically a little toy, "this little toy has made many people speak," meaning the threat of being chas v'shalom killed has made many people decide that they would admit to crimes, which of course they didn't do, but that they would say, "Yes, yes, I did this crime, just please don't shoot me." And this is what they said to him. They said, "This little toy," meaning the gun, which was a real gun, "has made many people talk, has made many people admit that, yes, they did a crime, even if they didn't." The Rebbe looked at the gun and said, "This gun, this toy, only frightens those people who have one world and two gods. But I have only one God and two worlds, and therefore I'm not afraid." What did he mean by this? A person who has one world thinks that this world is the only world. The physical world is only world. And two gods, or many gods, in fact, I think he said many gods, means that the person believes that there's this power and that power and the other power and the other power and the government power and the police power and who knows what other kind of powers. But I, the Rebbe said, I believe that there is only one God. Of course, the true Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and two worlds, meaning even if you would kill me in this world, so I would continue to live in the world to come. So I'm not afraid. And this is a lesson for all of us, that sometimes it happens to us, maybe many times, that our evil inclination, our Yetzer Hara, tries to convince us to be afraid of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, for whatever reason. But we can yell back at our Yetzer Hara, as the Gemara says, that our evil inclination, and say, "No, we're not afraid of you at all. We know there's only one Hashem, and Torah is true, and therefore we learn our Torah and we do our mitzvahs. We know that this will bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately, if not sooner." Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.